Okay, today's daf is Megillah daf Chaf Ches. Let's talk a little bit about the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. We had a couple years ago, we had a shiur about the Isser of Stira of a Beis HaKnesses, so destroying Yeshua, which was an application of this. But let's talk again, because this is where it comes up here in the Gemara. So the Mishnah tells us here on daf Chaf Ches Amar Aleph, Beis HaKnesses Shachara, a Beis HaMikdash, that a Beis HaKnesses that has been destroyed, ain maspitin besocho, one is allowed to give a hesped in it. It still has kedusha, and therefore a private individual cannot have a hesped in a shul. Vein mafshilin betocho chavalim, one is not allowed to spread ropes out in the area where a Beis HaKnesses used to be. Vein parsel besocho mitzudos, and therefore you can't put traps in order to catch animals. Vein shodchan al gago peros, and on the roof that of a building that used to be a shul, one cannot spread their fruit, veinos, and also kapandaria, and one is not allowed to use it as a shortcut. Shenemar v'ashimosi es mikdasheichem, as the pasuk says in the Tochacha, at the end of the Chukosai, I will make desolate your mikdash, kedusha son af kishen shomamin. They are kadosh, even though they are desolate. Rav Hashimosi, and still calls them es mikdasheichem. That is the halacha that the Mishnah describes Kedushas Beis HaKnesses using a pasuk about Mikdash, because that pasuk Tashas is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Olubo Asavim Lo Yidlosh B'ri Agmas Nefesh. And if there is grass that's growing, let it stay there. So there's this Agmas Nefesh that people remember that the shul used to be there. So there is a Kedusha even in a state of desolation. So there are a couple of points to make. Number one, Yachas, as we just mentioned, to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the pasuk here uses the pasuk related to Mikdash for Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Rambam Menachos Beis Avchira in Perek Vav Alachate Zayin also discusses the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and uses the same pasuk that the Mishnah uses here. The Rambam there in famous words talks about the Hakravas Karbanas Bizman Azel. The Rambam says, Loficha, Bakrivin Hakarbanas Kulan, Afal Bishain Sham Bayas Banoi. Right, relating to the sugi that we had earlier around Daf Yud, about Kedusha Rishona, Kishala Shaita, Kishala Salava, or Lo Kishala Salava. The Rambam says you can bring Karbanas even without a base of Migdash. Vyochlan Kashi Kachim, Becholha Azara, Afal Bishi Chareva, Veinimu Kafas Bachitze, even though there's no walls. Vyochlan Kachim Kalim, Umaiser Shani, Bechol Yerushalayim, Afal Bishain Sham Choma, even without a wall. Shakdusha Rishona, Kedusha Lashaita, Vekedusha Lasalava, the Kedusha of Harabayis remains forever. V'lama ani omer b'mikdash Yerushalayim kedusha rishona kedushas on la'asil lavo u'kedushas shar eretz Yisrael and kedusha of the rest of eretz Yisrael linyan shvius u'maisros v'chayotze b'hem wo'kidshit la'asil lavo. Why does the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash remain? Lafisha kedushas HaMikdash v'Yerushalayim b'pnei Hashchina v'Hashchina eina b'teila. Because the kedusha of the mikdash in Yerushalayim is based on the Shechina, which is forever. Vahareyu Omer, and the Rambam quotes our pasuk. Vashimosi es mikdashechem, the same pasuk quoted in our Mishnah. V'yamru chacham avabisha shomen b'kedushasin in omdin. So our Mishnah relates it to Beis HaKnesses. But the original concept, the pasuk, is talking about Beis HaMikdash, and that's where the Rambam quotes it, relating to Beis HaMikdash, right? That's what the Radvaz says. V'yefsha shaladin atzmo hisigu d'man lo lifso kachi v'chulu. And the Radvaz discusses the Rambam's application of this pasuk. But we see it applies to Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. So it's interesting that there are parallels between the two, but as we know, there are differences between the two. The Mishnah quotes here that kapandaria, you can't use a shortcut to go through a shul. You could also cannot use a shortcut to go through the Beis HaMikdash. But let's say shoes, right? We know shoes, one is allowed to wear shoes inside the shul, though one is not allowed to wear shoes on Har HaBayis. One is allowed to take their wallet into shul, though one is not allowed to take their wallet into the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the difference between the two, if one is paralleled after the other one? That's the question that the Gemara asks also in Maseches Brachas on Daf Samach Beis and Beis Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara wonders about the parallels and the differences between the two. Says the Gemara. The Gemara asks, why do you learn? Let's just find it from the bottom here. The Umas Amr lehachik amin alei neima hachal lechumra vahachal lechumra veima harabayis da aser beminal lilfami minal aval beis haknesses da shori beminal adiyal beminal ulaheter neilat mikapadariyav aliser. Ela amar Rava. Rava says, why is it that shoes are allowed in the shul, but kapadaria is not allowed in the shul, even though they're both aser in the beis hamikdash? Ela amar Rava ki beso. Rava says it's similar to beso. Ma beso kapandarya kapit inish arekika uminal lo kapit inish. Apesa Knesses kapandarya huda aser rekika uminal shari. Rava says because a shul is like one's house. Just like one's house, you don't want people taking a shortcut through your living room. But spitting, in the days of old, spitting was more common, and shoes, low kapit inish. So to Beis HaKnesses, kapatar Yehuda Aser, rekika uminal shari. And this is what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches. The Rambam quotes these halachas, right? Beis HaKnesses is in Hilchos Tefillah, and the Rambam there in Perek Yud Aleph quotes these halachos. Hayla Beis HaKnesses, Ula Beis HaMedrash, Shnei Psachim. We have this, here, Komalkav Jeshpo Asarami Yisrael Tzorach Lachin Bo Bias. Any place that there are 10 Jews, you have to make, be Mechan and Bias, a place to gather, she Kansu Bo Litfila B'chal Eis Tfila. Umakam Zeh Hu Nikra Beis HaKnesses. And this place is called a Beis HaKnesses. The Rambam has it, here. V'kofim Bnei Yir Zeh Zeh Livnoslan Beis HaKnesses. And we force the Bnei Yir to build a Beis HaKnesses and to buy Sifrei Torah, because that is part of the requirements of living in a shul, where you build it, how people sit in it, and then the Rambam says, "Bate Knessios u'Bate Midrashos." This is about Beis HaKnesses. Again, there's a differences. You know what? Let's wait for a minute before we see this Rambam. Let's get back to the Rava's line in Kibeso. So Rava says a shul is like one's house, and people don't let people take shortcuts through their shul, but they don't mind they're wearing shoes, so too in a shul. So Rav Soloveitchik, we mentioned this in other contexts, Rav Soloveitchik says, the parallel and the difference between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash, they're both places where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference is between who's home and who's the guest. Beis HaMikdash is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home, there's a higher standard. And therefore, even though there's a parallel between the two, there's a higher standard. It's like meeting the president in the Oval Office versus meeting the president in one's home. There's a difference. They're both wonderful, amazing events, but there's a difference between the two. Masha Enkin, in Beis HaKnesses, that's our home, so to speak, and we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come join us in our home. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in the Yahrzeit Shir. Rav Schechter also quotes this in Eretz HaTzvi in Siman Yud Beis. I'll read it from there this time. To call inyan ha-mishkan va-migdash lios lanu makam miyuchad lihivayit shamim ha-shchina. V'inyan zeh miskayim gam be-beis ha-migdash u-bein be-beis ha-knesses. El she-hevdo b'neim hu-she-beis ha-migdash hu-beis ha-shem. That's the Beis Hashem. V'shama anachnu mevakir metzlo lihivayit ito yisbarach. V'ilu Beis HaKnesses hu beitenu. V'Hashem Yisbarach mevaker etzleinu b'chdei lihivayit itanu. And that is what he quotes from Rava on Daf Samach Gimel Samach Dalid in Miseches Brachas. Right, and that's the root difference between the two. Number one. So number two, let's continue though. So Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, what status does it have? Right? We had a Braisa on Daf Avav a couple of days ago. We spoke about Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha. We spoke then about the Ritzuos of the Tefillin. Are they called Tashmishe Kedusha? Are they called Kedusha Atzma? What about a shul? What about a shul? What status does a shul have in terms of Kedusha categories? Remember, we had the six categories that the Prima Gadim said. Kedusha, Tashmishe Kedusha, Tashmish to Tashmish Kedusha, Mitzvah, Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmish to Tashmish Mitzvah. So what about this case? So if you look in the Ran quotes a machlokas between him and his great grand Rebbe, the Ramban. The Ramban says here quoted in the Ran that a Beis HaKnesses has the status of a Tashmish Mitzvah. V'tirei tzuzal de Beis HaKnesses also katashmishe Mitzvah kesukah v'lulav. Shenizrakin lacher mitzvah son. It's like sukkah and lulav. Ubizman mitzvah yesh bem kedusha shel kavod. Kedamrin and hasam. Aser lahartzos mos kenegin ner chanaka. V'yamina nami denoy sukkah. Aser lehistapek ben kol shiva. You can't use these items for personal usage during the time that they're supposed to be used for a mitzvah. Lefichach Beis HaKnesses calls mancha b'neir rotzin bo. Why does it say then, according to the Rabban of Tashmishe Mitzvah, that after it's desolate, so then you still have to be noe kedusha? But what do you mean you have to be noe kedusha? Don't we know that Tashmish and mitzvah. So after the time, it should be done. Lefichach. No, must be different, because there they could decide to still treat it. Beis HaKnesses, Kolzman Shebenei Yer Rotzin Bo, Noagin Bo Kedusha Afilu Bechor, Yadayin Lo Aver Zman Mitzvaso. It's, when are you going to say it's over? By the end of Sukkot, you could say, okay, it's no longer the time for Dalet Minim or Sukkah. After Chanukah, it's no longer the time for Neiris Chanukah. When are you going to say that the time is over for Beis HaKnesses? Beis HaKnesses could always be used. When is the time over? You never have an Aver Zman Mitzvah unless the people decide something. V'ro'i lachzar v'levnoso, hilchach, only when, kishemachru, zayin, tuvei ha'ir, shalob ma'aranech ha'ir, ein b'nei ha'ir, rotsim ben astam, shetachachesh mitzvah son lagamri, ela shetachul kdushas beis ha'knesses al adamim, aval kishenimlechu b'nei ha'ir, but when they decide l'machro, lishtos bo, afilu shechar, shari, but if they decide, with everybody's permission, shari, as we had, levisha avers ba'an mitzvah so, v'nifka kdushaso mimenu, Kisuka velulav. The Rabban says it's the tashbisha mitzvah, and even though it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah, no, they could decide la'achar zmanan mikal makom kol she'ein lan ela beis hakneses echad. But as we know from other gemaras, the Gemara Baba Basra, if there's only one shul in town, then asur l'machra, they're not allowed to sell it. The kedam rina, as the Gemara said at the beginning of Baba Basra, lo lister inish be kenishta ad debani be kenishta achrina hilchach b'sheish la'macheres mutter l'machra davali kemat hifrish zayin esrogin l'zayin yamim. Right, the Ramban compares it. It's like you have a different esrog for each day. So each time you finish the esrog, after that day, it's okay. The yotzi bo v'ocha, you're allowed to use it. Liyomei svarim v'chol tashmishe kedusha nami. So too, svarim and tashmishe kedusha. Avvisha b'chol makom shehen b'kedusha senim omdim afilu hachiyem makram lasim b'msarcheyem ikim mishamachu she mitzvah demokran hilkaf v'chulu. You have to wait till they sell it. So that is all the Ramban. And the Ran argues, the Ramban says, sorry, I beg to differ. I think a shul is not tashmisha mitzvah. I think a shul, which directly serves the Torah, has the status of tashmisha kedusha, at least midrabanan. Lefichach nira li, says the Ran. Here, on our daf, on chafam, earlier, chesman aleph in the daf yarif. The base hakneses, vidichvase, kivan shi ikaro asui lomar davar shebe kedusha. Hitilu bo chachamim kedusha midevrehem. There's kedusha midrabanan, even though usually tashmisha kedusha requires to be connected physically to the ksav, right? The mezuzah box and the tefillin ritzuos possibly. And here a shul is a larger structure. Still, says the Rani, Tilu Bocham Kedusha Midevrayim, V'yafilu Hissar Olav Zayin Tu V'yair B'mamadan She'yair, E'efshar Shetivka Kedushaso. You can't lose it. Bichdi Bipnei Kvod HaKedusha She'yeshbo. Miula Achar She'yitilu Kedushaso Al HaDamim, if the Kedusha switch, Kedusha's Damim Klisha Mikedusha's Beis HaKnesses, V'fisha Damim Eilu Lo Amdu Me'olam L'davar She'bekedusha, Vod Avali Kedusha Shnia, the klisha mikdusha rishona. So it could go down, but while it is in use, before they sell it, has the status of tashmisha kedusha, not tashmisha mitzvah. That is the Ran. And again, there's differences in terms of the rishonim. This will be discussed back then, whether the Beis HaKnesses has a status midaraisa or not. The Yoreim in Shin Chav Dalet seems to say that the Beis HaKnesses has a status midaraisa. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Saseh, Samachay, talking about the Isurim of Netitza of a Beis HaKnesses. So in the regular Sefer HaMitzvos, he doesn't say it specifically Beferish, right? He says, Shehis Hiranu Minatutsu Ma'abed Bate Avoda Sokel Yisala. Bate Avoda. So it can include, in the Minyan HaKatzar, before Mishnah Torah, he has a Beferish, he writes Beis HaKnesses. But here he just writes, Bate Avoda, Uma'abed Sifrei Nevua, Umilim Chok HaShemos HaNechbadim, Vahadom Elazeh. V'chol Shemisha Avar Al Davar Zeh, Kod Sheyaros Shum Davar, Menaheichol, VahaMizbeach, Vahadom Elahem. So the example that he gives is Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan. O Sheyim Chasham Mishemos HaShem, Loke. If you take one of the items that are Da'arais, related to Mishkan, and Mikdash, so that's Da'araisa. But again, the Minyan HaKatzar explicitly talks about Shuls. So that's in terms of the relationship to the Beis HaMikdash and the specific status of Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Just expanding on the Ran, who says it's based on Tashmishe Kedusha. Again, Rav Shechter has this beautifully in Simen Yud Beis in Eretz HaTzvi, where he talks about the root of the Kedusha of a Shul is the Torah. is the Aron and the Torah. And if you don't have an Aron there, so then you're lacking the whole source. That's why he explains in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, we paskin, a different day is in the Gemara in Mesechus Shkalim, that the Aron is underneath the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's deep down. Yoshio buried it under the Kodesh Kadashim, because he didn't want the enemies to take the Aron and the Luchos when they were Machriv the Beis HaMikdash. But that's the root source of Kedusha's Mikdash. Right, the fact that it's there, if that wouldn't be there, then the whole idea of having a base of English wouldn't make sense, says Rev Soloveitchik. Again, Rev Schechter has it here in Siman Yud Beis Osei. The Tachlis Asiyas HaMishkan HaYelahamshech Inyan HaShras HaShkin. He quotes the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Truma, that the whole purpose of Mishkan is to continue the Har Sinai experience. And of course, the Har Sinai experience at root is getting the Torah. V'echen Mamar Rasina HaYamatan HaTorah V'yalkein Ikaro Shal Beis HaMikdash Tzorach Sheyiyah HaAron Im haluchos, o beis hamikdash b'li luchos, eino beis hamikdash. V'after b'bayis sheni, hayachaser aron im haluchos, and even though during bayis sheni, there was no luchos in the Kodesh Kadashim, but still the Rambam paskins, based on the Gemara, that it was there. It was there. Bana bo makom lignos bo ha'aron lamata b'matmonios amukos v'akalkalos. V'yoshio amelach tziva v'gunzo b'makom shebana shlomo. Vabir Bazer Rabbeinu Rav Soloveitchik explained, De be'emes af v'bayisheni ha'yasham aron imaluchos. It was there. De be'lav ha'chi ha'yachasar ha'ikar. V'lo ha'ya l'binyan din be'sam English klal. Elo de be'ot she'be'bayis rishon ha'ya aron b'mekomo ha'ra'ui. It was in its proper place in the Kodesh Kodashim. B'bayisheni ha'ya aron shalom b'mekomo. L'mata me'manios ha'mukos. V'al kalpanim ha'yasham ha'aron imaluchos. V'heyos. Now Rav Schechter continues. Oh, I'm sorry. This is still Rav Soloveitchik. She Beis HaKnesses Geder Kedushas Bebechinas Mikdash Ma'at. Since the Beis HaKnesses is paralleled after the Mikdash, Av She Beis HaKnesses B'Nishei Shama Aronim Sefer Torah. So too a Beis HaKnesses needs the Aronim Sefer Torah. Without that, it wouldn't make sense to have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And that's what the Rambam says. Ubonim Bo Heichol Shemanichin Bo Sefer Torah. Ubeis HaKnesses She'ein Bo Aron Im Sefer Torah E'efshah Shia Bo Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Without the Aron, without a Torah in there, it loses its Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And that's why, that's the root, that's this Ran. Because the whole idea of Kedushas Haguf, Tashmishay Kedusha, and not just Tzvise Mitzvah, is connected to the Ksav of Torah. And therefore, if you want the Beis HaKnesses to be Tashmishe Kedusha, as the Ran says, therefore it has to have the Torah as its root. Along the way there, if Shechter explained the difference between burial, kfura, between Guf Yisraeli to Guf HaNachri. Guf HaNachri has the status of Tashmishe Mitzvah. He was Osek B'Mitzvos during his lifetime, and therefore there is no mitzvah d'oraisa besides Eva of Kavura. Obviously, there's Darkei Shalom and the like, but the specific mitzvah d'oraisa of Kavura only applies to Gufa Yisraeli because he explains that it's based on an expansion of Tashmishe Kedusha, the connection that every Jew has to Torah. Good. There's a lot, many elements, lamaisa, of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, which many of us are not as careful as we should be. The Shulchan Aruch in Kufnun Aleph talks all about this. The Rambam, let's read it from the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, Hilchas Tefillah. The Rambam says here, talks about the, a lot of this, again, is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, in Perek Yud Aleph, but the Knessius Vadim Drashos Enogimem Kalas Rosh Kigon Schok Vihito Vesicha Betela. Right? Just stam schmoozing. Stam schmoozing should it be done in a shul. If we have to talk about a business deal, we should go out of the shul. Vein Ochlin Bahen, Vein Shosin Mehem. So again, eating, drinking, so our minhag is to have in mind, but tonight that we're gonna eat and drink. But again, it should be a certain type of eating and drinking. It should be a kadosh eating and drinking. And the kiddush should be davar shebekdusha. They neosu mehen vein metailin behem. Just to have other activities in the shul. It should be litzarech, litzibur. It always should be something constructive and positive. You can't just run into the shul for because you're hot, because you're cold. If people live there all day, if people learn there all day, okay, then you could have flexibility. But again, this is something that we should recognize that a shul is not our house. It's a place where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we invite him into our home, even though, right, it's parallel to the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Asher Weiss has a couple of tshuvas, we're not going to go through it now, in Chelek Aleph of the Minchas Asher, talking about the Kedusha of the Kotel HaMaravi, and the Rechava behind the Kotel HaMaravi, and the Ezras Nashim, because sometimes you expand the street. We had the street a couple of days ago that has a certain level of Kedusha, because in the Ta'anios used to go out and daven there, so too that back of the Kotel. Sometimes you go back and daven there, and sometimes when it's very crowded on certain days of the year. So what status does that have? Does that have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses? Does that have a Kedusha of Chatzar Beis HaKnesses? What about the Ezras Nashim? So that's a fascinating expansion and extension of our discussion here. Again, this is a big topic, but we just touched on some of the issues.